Well, yesterday, three men in Washington, D.C. were found guilty of the 2012 murder of a witness who was set to testify in another murder case. The witness had been offered protection but declined. Now, you've probably heard about the pressure in some communities to not bear witness or snitch. That's why the federal government has a witness protection program. Some states have them as well, but Florida does not. And that may change if a group of Miami-Dade parents gets its way. They have all lost children to gun violence, and they want to keep the identity of witnesses of murder confidential in the hopes that people will come forward. Nadege Green from Here and Now contributor WLRN has their story.
My son was murdered on June 1st, 2012. His name is Kewan Bird.
My son was killed July 13, 2012. His name was Jermaine Phillips.
My son was killed September 10th, 2015. His name is Randall Robinson.
They call themselves Miami-Dade Parents of Murdered Kids, about two dozen families who meet each month at the local police station. On this night, they're making plans for which bills to support now that the state legislative session is underway.
My advice to everyone in this room, I hear a lot of people say, but what do we do? What can we do? There's nothing to do. There's no answers. We have to find a
Tangela Sears is leading the meeting. She's been an anti-gun violence activist in Miami-Dade for more than a decade. And then, last year, her only son was murdered in Tallahassee.
Most of us won't receive justice because of witnesses. Witnesses not talking on our cases. So the question is, how do we deal with that situation in order to be able to get a conviction in our cases?
There are 15 families in the room. Most of their loved ones' murder cases remain unsolved, and they say part of the reason is because witnesses won't cooperate with the police.
One of the things now we have to understand, they're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid of being killed. They're afraid of losing their mother or a family member in their house. So how do we protect the witnesses?
These parents think they might have an answer in a piece of legislation sponsored by Democratic State Representative Edna Rain.
Last year, in my hometown here in Tampa, we had a teenager that was killed at a party. There had to be 40 to 50 kids that were there that witnessed it, and none felt comfortable cooperating with the police for fear of retaliation.
Narain's bill, as it was initially proposed, would have made the names of witnesses and felony cases secret to the public or media until after the case is closed. But as it's made its way through legislative committees, the bill was modified. It now says it will keep private the information of witnesses only in murder cases. The Florida First Amendment Foundation opposes the bill and calls it unnecessary. The group says the public has the right to know who witnesses are and to weigh their credibility. Barbara Peterson is president of the foundation.
I understand what they're trying to do, but I just don't think providing anonymity to people so critical to our criminal justice system is the way to fix that problem.
What I do say to any critics that are out there is if you have a better solution or a way we can make this better, I'm willing to work with anybody.
Once again, bill sponsor Edna Rain.
But until they feel the phone calls that I field in my office where I'm talking to mothers who have lost sons and daughters to gun violence, we've got to do something.
There is no other way. We have
That's
to be proactive.
At the meeting inside the Miami-Dade police station, the parents of murdered kids are trying to get the community to back the witness protection legislation.
What can we do as a whole, as a unit, to support this bill 475 and get the bill information out there?
Myrna Bird's son was killed outside of a Miami strip club.
Go to your phone, text everybody in your phone. Text them every day to call. Call your family, call your friends, tell your colleagues. That's how you get the word out.
Tangela Sears tells her everyone in the room has to spread the word, to call lawmakers in Tallahassee and express their support. Nicole Hunt's 17-year-old son was killed in September, and she wonders out loud if the group will get the support they need.
You're there and you're being an advocate for your child and people in your community. When it's time to go out here and show up and show out, where they at? We make things in numbers, but if you go on alone, it ain't happening.
So far, the group has gotten support from Miami-Dade County commissioners who passed a symbolic resolution in support of House Bill 475. Miami-Dade parents of murdered kids say this is just the beginning. They want to do for gun violence what Mothers Against Drunk Driving has done around alcohol abuse.
My son's name is Herbert Henderson. He was murdered on November 7/2012.
My grandson was killed on September the 10th, 2015.
My son's name is Tevin Barkley. He was shot and killed April 15th, 2015.
For Here and Now, I'm Nadege Green in Miami.